called Jade for blocking the Burmese junta's anti-democratic efforts. The House legislation is aimed at eliminating loopholes in existing U.S. economic sanctions and increasing pressure on the military government. It would ban imports of Burmese jade and gemstones to the United States, with steps to ensure that gems cannot be laundered through third countries. The measure blocks the use of U.S. financial institutions via third countries to launder money for Burmese military government leaders or their immediate family members, freezes their assets, and imposes a visa ban on Burmese officials involved in the violent suppression of protesters. All of these are steps the Bush administration has supported since Burma's military violently suppressed democracy demonstrations led by Buddhist monks. New York Democrat Gregory Meeks says Congress is determined to help bring about a free and democratic Burma.
We use our liberty to stop the flow of blood-red rubies from Burma to the American jewelry stores. The Burmese regime might have washed the blood from the streets of Rangoon, but they have not erased the images of peaceful protesters being shot down from our minds. Today, we act, and we act decisively.
Congressman Ted Poe is a Texas Republican.
This legislation provides an opportunity to send a strong, bipartisan, and loud message that where human freedom is concerned, politics does in fact stop at the water's edge.
A companion measure awaiting a vote in the U.S. Senate called the Burma Democracy Promotion Act of 2007 would also take steps to eliminate loopholes allowing Burmese gems as well as teak and other hardwoods from entering the United States. It would require the president to submit a list of Burmese military government officials who play or have played a substantial role in political repression or human rights abuses and subject them to financial sanctions and a visa ban. Marking Monday's observance of International Human Rights Day, Senator Mitch McConnell used the statement to underscore the commitment of lawmakers to increasing pressure on Burma's military.
We're not fooled by SPDC's all too modest efforts at, quote, dialogue, end quote, with Aung San Suu Kyi. Nor are the people of Burma, nor are the people of the world.
McConnell urged the UN Security Council to turn its attention to considering an arms embargo against Burma, saying the world cannot forget the images from the democracy uprising by Burmese democracy demonstrators in September. Last week, Paulo Sergio Pinheiro, the UN human rights expert dealing with Burma, said at least 31 people were killed in the crackdown, adding that the actual death toll was likely much higher, an assessment also voiced by Human Rights Watch. Dan Robinson, VOA News, Capitol Hill.